Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
For this cause, also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the Word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God, which effectually works also in you that believe. Hallelujah. Examine that verse closer. He said, we're thanking God without ceasing. We just keep on thanking God. When I think about you, you saints at Thessalonica, because when we came to you and we preached to you, you received it. Yes. You received it. Yes. Did people always receive what Paul preached? No. Nope. They didn't. Was it because he didn't preach it well? Because he didn't know what he's talking about. No. But if you follow his ministry through the book of Acts, there were some places he went. And I mean, they tried to kill him. They ran him out of town. They definitely did not receive it. Right? I mean, when people are stoning you, they're not receiving your ministry. They're not receiving your message, your sermons, right? I'd rather they just got up and walked out. I mean, now, they took it a step further. They got so mad. You know, there were times when the Bible said they ripped their clothes. They pulled their hair. They threw dirt in the air. They're not happy about what they're hearing. So really, considering all things, we're doing pretty good. No hair pulling. No dirt throwing. And definitely no stoning. Thank God. Thank God. But whether you're throwing rocks or just coldly indifferent, not receiving is not receiving. And you wind up, for your benefit, you wind up with the same results. He said, but when you heard the word we preached, you received it. You received the word of God. Say that out loud. You received the word of God. You received it. And I'm not just stalling on this, and I know you may have heard some of these things along this line, but this is so vital, so important. We don't need to go further till we get this better established in our spirit. And it says, well, I want a healing. Healing's what I want to receive. That's what I'm talking about. I want prosperity. I want to pay my bills. That's what I want to receive. That's exactly what we're talking about. And what you're going to see is that before people received a wonder, they received a word.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I said before they received a wonder, they received a word. And it was through receiving that word that they were built up. Built up and made able to lay hold. Can you hear what he said? He said, receive with humility that engrafted word. Why? That word is able to save you. Glory to God. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
You know, people tend to separate preaching and teaching from miracles. You think, oh, we got preaching and teaching coming out of our ears. We need miracles. We need to move of the Spirit. If you separate the miraculous from the word, you're going into error.
Yes.
The enemy can do some signs. And not everything that is spiritual is God. And that's what's so confusing. And I'm not throwing any stones. When I was younger in ministry, I almost made some mistakes myself. Because, you know, I'm so hungry for the supernatural. I want to see miracles. I worked in healing school. I want to see miracles. I'm hungry for miracles. So I clamored for miracles. And there were some things that happened that were almost shocking. And I thought, well, man, this is what you want to go for. And begin to realize eventually, thank God for Brother Hagin. He began to talk in some ways concerning certain types of ministry that were going on in the country and the world. And I began to see he's not in agreement with that. He didn't call any names, but. And I'm thinking, well, it looks to me like they got scripture, and it just in my immaturity. But thank God I realized he's been doing this for 50 something years. And I'm just going to cool my jets and wait and watch and see. And thank God. I begin to see that it was spiritual, but it wasn't God. Amen. And that can be very confusing to young Christians.
Yeah.
That's why you need good leadership.
Yes.
That's why you need to read your chapter every day.
Yes.
How many know in the wilderness, the devil quoted scripture to Jesus?
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
And so, well, they got verses. So did the devil. They're quoting scripture. Yeah, but they weren't quoting it in the right spirit, and they weren't rightly dividing the word. How do you rightly divide the scripture? With other scripture. And Jesus said, it is also written. And didn't follow the spectacular spiritual. Because how many understand he's having an experience? He's caught up. Set up on the pinnacle of the temple. He's having an experience. He's having visions. He's seeing all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. It's spiritual. It's real. But it's not God. What will help you to prevent being deceived in these ways? Putting the word first. Somebody say first. Prayer is not first. Miracles are not first. The supernatural is not first. The Word. Somebody say the Word. Why am I saying that? We should have even more respect for the Word than we do.
Yes.
We should not think, oh, preaching, preaching, fine, fine. I want to see a miracle. That's wrong thinking. I said, that's wrong thinking. Go with me to Matthew. Matthew, the 10th chapter. Thank you, Lord, for helping us with this. This is big. This is big. I know hearing some of these testimonies, we've had some outstanding testimonies come in this week. If you were here Friday night, Phyllis went into detail and read. I mean, people healed of things counted incurable and terminal. Lyme's disease, heart failure, and blood problems, and AIDS, and healed. Going back to the doctors. Can't find a viral count. But is that a coincidence that we've been teaching on healing strong for month after month? Or could it go hand in hand? How does faith come? By hearing the word. I was reminded when Phyllis was reading at the house before Friday night, she read some of these testimonies to me. She said, man, these are outstanding. And I was reminded while she was reading it of Brother Hagin, when he first started pastoring as a young man, no experience. And in Pentecostal circles, he looked to what other people were doing, and people were having get-free meetings. And there was a lot of physical activity and screaming and shouting and jumping. And he said a lot of manifestations you never heard of and some you shouldn't have heard of. Get free meetings. And everybody thought, boy, this is the thing. And that died out of popularity after a while, and they began to have loosening meetings. And so ever the same people that came down to get free came to get loose now. And everybody is laying hands on everybody all the time and shouting and screaming and jumping and falling and all kind of manifestations. He said it again, a lot of manifestations you never heard of and some you shouldn't have heard of. And then a few months after that, that was no longer popular. It became popular to have deliverance meetings. Deliverance. And boy, there was devils in every bush and behind every chair. And everybody had 30 or 40 devils in them every day. And everybody's casting out everything out of everybody else. And a lot of screaming and shouting and crying and sweating. And he said a lot of manifestations you never heard of. And some you should have never heard of. And he said that after months of this, pastoring these same people, he'd go out to their farm where they're pulling corn or out to their business and talk to them and realize that even though they've been through the get free meetings and the loosening meetings and the deliverance meetings, they still got the same problems they had before they had the first get free meeting.
Sure did.
And he thought, well, what good is this? I mean, you can jump and scream and shout and run and fall and sweat and pray, but if you still got your problems, what good is that? There's a lot of this going on right now in a lot of circles, in a lot of areas. And people get off. Have you seen it? It goes by fads and cycles. Oh, boy, this is the thing. And everybody flocks over here. And why? Because of a physical manifestation. And then it's something else. And everybody runs over here. And he said he got to praying about it and actually fasted a couple of days. And he said the Lord spoke to him and said, you're trying to get the results through prayer and through other things that only my word can bring. Oh, my. That rung in my spirit the first time I heard that. Because I grew up Pentecostal. We've had to take people to the emergency room from climbing the walls backward. Got a splinter in their back. Wild? I know about wild. I've been in wild. I know about running and jumping and dancing and falling. And some of it's good in some places. And we can have more of it here. I said, we can have more of it here. But, the word comes first. First. And always first. And what am I saying? We must not get more excited about some physical manifestation than the word. We must get our minds renewed and see the word the way God sees the word. Is God more excited that he could do a sign than his word? No. He's exalted his word above all, above his name. There's nothing more important to him than his word.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Receiving the Word, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303B. That's R1303B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.